Hello, everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center with a look at what's happening now in the news. Today is the 8th anniversary of the war in Afghanistan, and the biggest strategic decision could be still to come. 778 U.S. troops have died there since the war against the Taliban began just a few weeks after 9/11. The U.S. took less time to defeat Germany and Japan in World War II. In March, President Obama announced he was sending 21,000 more troops to Afghanistan. Now published reports say that General Stanley McChrystal is asking for as many as 40,000 more. That would place more than 100,000 Americans' lives at stake there. Attorney General Eric Holder and Education Secretary Arnie Duncan are both meeting with Chicago's mayor later this morning. Mayor Richard Daley expected to ask for more federal money to hire extra police officers. Some of those officers could be dedicated to covering Chicago's schools. 40 children have been killed in violent crimes across the city of Chicago so far this year. New details about an email scam. Even more people may have been affected. It started with Hotmail. Microsoft says that users were tricked into revealing their passwords in a phishing scam. And now media reports say that some people using Google, Yahoo, and other email services were also tricked. The big concern is that many people use one password for all of their online accounts. Look at this, a stunning discovery, space discovery revealing Saturn's newest halo. NASA scientists spotted an enormous ring around that planet. It is by far the largest of Saturn's rings. Its diameter is equal to 300 Saturns lined up side by side. It would take about a billion Earths to fill the ring. Two Americans and an Israeli won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. They will split the $1.4 million for the work on their structure of ribosomes. Those are like construction workers inside your cells, and they build protein. Those are the headlines for you. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.